This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Amin. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. We come in tonight, today actually, to the last dua that we see in the Quran, and that's in Surah An-Nas. Like we said about Surah Al-Falaq, the entire surah itself is a dua. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from five things. And here Surah An-Nas is also dua, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfect words of dhikr that he used to use in order to guard and protect his children, his grandchildren. When Allah revealed to him Surah An-Nas and Surah Al-Falaq, he started using it as ma'awudat, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. So there is indeed a dua in the surah. We're going to read that inshallah together and then explain that bin Allah Azza wa Jal. Qala Allah Ta'ala, a'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Say, O Prophet, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind. Malikin Nas, the master of humankind. Ilahin Nas, the god of humankind. Min sharr al-waswas al-khannas, from the evil of the lurking whisperer. Alladhi waswisu fi sudur al-nas, who whispers into the heart of humankind. Min al-jinnati wal-nas, from among the jinn and the humankind. So the ayat begins by qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Say, ya Muhammad, that I seek refuge in the Lord of humankind. And then malik al-nas, the king or the master of humankind. Ilah al-nas, the God of humankind. What do you guys understand from this? قُلْ عُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. What's happening over here? That's actually build up. There's a build up over here. You're pleading right now, and you're building it up. Like, I seek refuge in the Lord of humankind. He's a Razzaq. He's the one who provides, he gives. But he gives everybody. The wicked and the righteous. Because they're still his servants, still at least his creation. So he has to sustain them and take care of them. Malik al-Nas, who owns me. And he owns everybody else as well. Like, I know all this creation, Ya Rabbi, is under your care, under your lordship. So you control them as well too. So I seek refuge with you, because you're the one who owns this creation. Ilah al-Nas, the one and only. And now you bring in your case, I'm different. I'm the one who only goes back to you. Those might be hurting me because they have their own other gods they worship, or maybe other desires that they follow. But I am here for you and with you. Ilah al-Nas, the God of humankind, the only God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, there's build up over here. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. And obviously when you do that, that means you kind of like setting your heart to build that up so that when you ask, hopefully it will be granted. You, with every step of the way, you're exposing your vulnerability, your weakness, your poverty and need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every statement. And then what you're asking for, قال من شر الوسواس الخناس. I seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, the King, the Master, and the God of humankind, from the evil of the lurking whisperer. من شر الوسواس الخناس. So, what's waswas anyway? Comes from waswasa. Al-waswasa is that subtle whispers. Like, you don't hear it. If you hear it, it becomes hams, yahmis. When you don't hear it, it's waswasa. Why? Because this is actually an inner thought, an inner processing of these thoughts. So, how does it work? How does this function? Obviously, there's a lot of interpretation to how waswasa really works. Frankly, we don't know exactly how, because al-waswasa of the jinn happens beyond our physical realm. I mean, we don't see them. We see their effect and their presence, but we don't see them. So how they communicate, we don't even know. Like, you probably will be in your salah, and the Prophet ﷺ said, the shaitan will come to whisper to you in salah. How does that happen? You'll be sitting at home reading Quran, and then suddenly shaitan starts whispering things. How does that connection happen? I personally have, subhanAllah, some understanding, and I don't say this is the true meaning of it, but Allah Azza wa Jal created us from a physical creation. We're made of mud, dirt, right? So physical. The jinn were created from what? From fire. And there's another ayah, Allah subhanahu says, it's from the translation of blazing fire, which means from the tip of the fire, al-lahab, right? And the hues of that fire is considered what? Energy. And energy is different than the physical, you know, component, right? Energy can transform easily. And as a result, it's easy for the jinn to come up in the form of what? Animals. Like the Prophet described, they come in from a snake sometimes, a dog, this, that, versus a human being. They can't change their form. And because they're also energetic and energy, they can travel fast. They go fast, you know, through the elements. They easily travel, subhanAllah. So perhaps, Allahu A'lam, since our body is also equipped with some sort of energetic material, such as your neurons, and the way they communicate, they transmit all the orders to the body and the heart and the mind and so on. Imagine if the jinn, being energetic, are able to tune into your bandwidth and start transmitting onto your bandwidth. Imagine if they can do that. They can figure out what's your bandwidth in that moment, and eventually they start whispering and start plugging into all, like basically they hack your network, and they start broadcasting all these things, subhanAllah. And the shield is to say, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim." It breaks that immediately. This is like a breaker for you. Or change, exactly, right? Immediately. So imagine. But Allah says, "Min shar al-waswas al-khannas." So we seek protection from the evil of the whisperers. Al-khannas, what does it mean? It basically, who is hiding, lurking, you know, not obviously openly doing it. If this person was doing it openly in your face, it's different than someone hiding from behind you, just whispering into your ears. Right? That's how dangerous that is. I don't see it, but unfortunately, I'm following their command. I don't even know if they're here, but I know that I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do because someone is telling me that that's very appealing. So the waswasa, so we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that subtle waswasa, the subtle whispers of the shaitan, or al-khannas in this case, the lurker whispers. He says, "Alladhi waswasu fi sudurin nas," who whispers into the hearts of humankind. Now the ayah speaks about the heart. Does it mean the physical heart that pumps the blood into your bloodstream, or the function of the heart, al-fu'ad, as Allah mentioned in the Quran usually? Eventually, that waswasa, it might be in a form of thought. But why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the word heart instead of saying waswasa fi their mind? Because that's what happens, right? When there's waswasa, what do you do about it? You start thinking about it. You start processing that into an idea. So it's in the mind. But why would Allah says, "Alladhi waswasa fi sudurin nas"? The effect of the waswasa that's in the mind, where would happen? In the heart. Don't you start feeling guilty, feeling scared, excited, this, that, and you feel it, you feel your heart is jumping, basically. So there's that influence, the thoughts on the heart, subhanAllah. So eventually, the waswasa has that effect and impact on your heart. Fi sudur al-nas, qal min al-jinnati wal-nas, among the jinn and humankind. What does that mean? As Allah mentioned in the Quran, qal shayateen al-jinn wal-ins, yuhi ba'dhum ila ba'dhan, zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. That there are shayateen, devils, there's a human devils and jinn devils. And they both kind of creating alliance to encourage each other to do udhu billah evil. So when Allah says that min al-jinnati wa al-nas, yes, he began min al-jinnah because most of the waswasa happens from what? From al-jinn. And al-jinn are different categories. There's shayateen among them, obviously, and there's afarit. And those are the highest ranks of those demons, yani. May Allah protect us from all of them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But the jinn, they whisper to you because it's more common that the shaitan would whisper to you that the ins came afterwards and nas came afterwards. Not as much. But you will find some people who will be whispering these evil thoughts in your mind. How so? You call somebody and they start inviting you to do something wrong. Come on, man, let's do it. Let's go. who didn't see that. And you try to stay away from it, but you have that loyalty to your friends, so sometimes that loyalty, unfortunately, kind of makes you break those boundaries. I don't want to embarrass my friend, I don't want to let them down, I don't want this, I don't want that. For they become, subhanAllah, like the shayateen, whispering over your head, don't do this. And that's why we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the whispers of both jinn and ins. So the ayah, the surah here altogether is building up the case. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously since the end right now of the mushaf, it is so befitting that you end your recitation of the Quran with the seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all the elements, evil elements of the world, and then particularly from the whispers that might alter your ways, your thoughts, your resolve sometimes, or your energy to do that which is right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all the evil in this world, ya Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to recite Surah An-Nas, inshallah, and then go to the dua, bidnillahi azza wa jal. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas, Min sharril waswasil khannas, Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin Nas, من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. ربي لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا. ربي اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا. ربي ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من القوم الظالمين. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. ربنا وادخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم، وقهم السيئات، ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته، واجعلهم من الفائزين. ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي، وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه، وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين، واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين، واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم، واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين، ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا، وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين، وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا، وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا، وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر، وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري، ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا، واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة، وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق، وأخرجني مخرج صدق، واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to review the ahadith and some of the etiquette of dua, inshallah ta'ala. Those who would like to read with us.